defendants, so. Oh, they're both 380, so take your pick. So we'll get it to you. How about that?
Oh, joy. Okay. All right, three. Somebody's. We're going to go with Plano's 380 right now, okay? Try to keep the record clear. 380A and 33 to 34. Okay, go ahead.
What you are and who you are and how you fuck me over and make me feel sick of myself. There's still a lot left in the day. Maybe you should dye your hair. I see your roots.
That's your voice in that audio recording, Mr. Depp, correct?
It is indeed, sir.
Now, we talked a little bit about what you wrote on the one mirror when you said Billy Bob Thornton and Easy Amber. Remember seeing that picture a few minutes ago?
I do.
And we talked about how Amber had just been in London filming a film with Billy Bob Thornton, correct?
That's correct.
Now, when you were apart from her, she would want to socialize with other people, and that made you feel insecure, right?
Compound and speculative.
Compound and sustain us to compound.
Okay. When you were apart, she would want to socialize with other people, right?
Yes, I suppose at times, yes.
And that occasionally made you feel insecure, didn't it?
Not necessarily, no. Okay.
Let's look at page 257 of your UK transcript, please. I think that's day two.
Day two. What was the number again? I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem. It's day two, page 257.
257.
So it's page 23 of the document.
Right. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. 257. Line 13. Did you give the following testimony in response to the following questions? Question. And when you were apart, she would want to do things with other people, see other people, go out with other people, socialize. Yes. Answer. Yes. Sure. Question. And did this occasionally make you feel insecure? Answer. Occasionally. Yes, it did. Did I read that right?
You did.
Can we please pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 343, which is a recording. It's been admitted, and we propose to play seconds 30 through 45. With your permission, Your Honor, may we
go ahead.
Play that portion?
If you look at the bigger picture,
I become irrational when you're doing movies. I become jealous and fucking crazy and weird, and you know, we fight a lot more.
Can we play that one more time, please? Actually, before we do, so this is, you tell her you become irrational when you're doing movies, and you say you become weird. You heard those, right? Let's
I'd like to hear it
Yeah, let's play it again. Thank you.
I became irrational when you're doing movies. I become jealous and fucking crazy and weird, and you know, we fight a lot more.
So, you heard yourself, Mr. Depp, say, "I become irrational when we're doing movies." You heard that, right? I can play it again if you'd like.
It's very difficult to tell if that's a you or I.
Sure. Why don't we play it again?
Thank you.
I became irrational when you're doing movies. I become jealous and fucking crazy and weird, and you know, we fight a lot more.
Mr. Depp, in that audio, you say, "I become irrational when you're doing movies. I become jealous, fucking crazy, and weird, and we fight a lot more." You heard that, right?
Yeah, something to that effect, yeah.
You can take that down. I'd like to fast forward, Mr. Depp, to December 15th, 2015. I know there's been some testimony on that day for the jury. And you and Ms. Heard, you gave some testimony yesterday about an altercation that you had that evening. Do you remember giving that testimony?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember
this evening? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And okay. You would agree that after this altercation that you had, that you wrote on the countertop in your penthouse at the ECB in like a gold Sharpie. Remember that?
Very well, yes. Okay.
And your counsel has showed a picture to you that allegedly was taken that day. I'd like to pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 409, which was shown to the witness yesterday, I believe, Your Honor.
That's Plaintiff's 409. It was already in evidence, so we'll go ahead and publish it.
There we go. Mr. Depp, and the jury will see, hear more about this as the case goes on, but do you recognize this picture of Ms. Heard as a picture that was taken directly after the December 15th, 2015 incident?
I don't know when it was. I don't know when the photograph was taken. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
I was out of the picture.
You can take that down. In any event, you don't disagree that that there was a headbutt that evening. That I know that there's disagreement about the cause of it, but you would agree that that you headbutted Ms. Heard that evening, correct?
No, I would vehemently disagree with that, sir. There was a lot of. I was trying to restrain Ms. Heard, and once I had restrained her, I would say if she's trying to still move around and kick at me or trying to get loose, any sort of movement when you're like this and your heads are together, this close together, It's not impossible for them to bump, but a headbutt is that's pretty extreme.
Okay, let's take a listen to Exhibit 587. I believe that's Defendant's Exhibit 587. And Your Honor, this is one of the recordings that the two parties, Amber and Mr. Depp, and we would propose to play 8:45 through 9:20.
All right. Is this whole 587 coming into evidence, the whole tape, or just that portion?
Yes, we propose the whole tape come in.
And to the extent that the tape is all just the two parties,
and that's
fine.
Just the two parties in this tape?
I believe so, Your Honor.
I believe.
Yes. I mean, we'll confirm, but for right now, I would just like to get this part in evidence. If we can have tonight, we'll confirm with you tomorrow that the whole thing is just the two of them. That's my understanding.
All right. Well, so right now I can only put 587A in, and the minutes are, what were the minutes again?
8:45 to 9:20.
8:45 to 9:20. Okay, that portion's in evidence at the moment. Okay.
Well, you did. Thanks for your song.
He had been screaming. It's like, somehow, the end all be all. Offensive thing. You can throw a punch, but yeah, screaming is okay. You can headbutt somebody, scream, but don't scream.
Headbutted you on the fucking.
Couldn't believe you did that.
Forehead. That doesn't break him up.
I don't know if you were.
Why don't we play that one more time, please? Because, Mr. Depp, my question for you is, did you say, I headbutted you in the forehead, that doesn't break a nose? So let's take another listen.
But I didn't. But you did. Thanks for your song.
He had been screaming. It's like, somehow, the end all be all. Offensive thing. You can throw a punch, but yeah, screaming is okay. You can headbutt somebody, scream, but don't scream.
Headbutted you on the fucking.
Couldn't believe you did that.
Forehead. That doesn't break me up.
I don't know if you.
Mr. Depp, you said I headbutted you in the fucking forehead. That doesn't break a nose. Correct.
I did say those words,
okay.
I was using the words that Ms. Heard was using.
Okay.
But there was not an intentional headbutt.
Okay.
And if you want to have a peaceful conversation with Ms. Heard, you might have to placate just a little bit.
Okay. Let's listen to Exhibit 598, please, Your Honor. This is another. This is another recording that I believe is just between the two. I just want to confirm with my team, but for now, we'll just ask to play minutes 6:05 through 7:36 of 598.
So 598A and evidence of 6:05 to 7:36.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Who's loudest is most responsible.
My 16-year-old daughter heard you saying shit she would rather not hear.
By the way, because I'm louder.
Okay, what's
by the way, my family, my friends, everyone
scream.
Around me saw all the bruises and broken blood vessel under my eye, the bruises on my head, the missing chunks of hair, the split lip, the black eye, the swollen nose, all that shit, because you're stronger. It does not mean because they heard me that I'm somehow more responsible. It just means they heard me because I yell in a fight. You do provoke. I yell. It doesn't mean I'm more responsible or badder. However, I am exposed via that. The distance between Cafe Cabronas and the house is significant, and I know that that does not mean that they got an accurate representation of our fight. But if you told them stuff, great, cool. Thanks for exposing me. As I said to you before, don't do it again unless you want me to really also tell them my side of things. Because trust me, you know I have a different side than you. And if I show them pictures and stuff, I'm sure they'll have an even more different side. And in fact, if I tell them even more stuff, they'll have an even more clear picture of what I think are both sides.
Maybe I should show him this.
You can do whatever you want. Let's take a look at Defendant's Exhibit 526, please. After the incident on December 15th, you wrote these words on the countertop at ECB, the Eastern Columbia building, correct?
That is correct.
And that's your handwriting on the counter, right? You wrote...
I wrote it in my own handwriting, yes, sir.
Why be a fraud? All is such bullshit. You see that?
Very well, yes.
And that's in Penthouse 3?
I meant it. Why be a fraud?